his options. Does he want to take out Assad, and would his death be a welcomed outcome at this White House?
I appreciate the question. I want to make clear that the options that we are considering are not about regime change. They are about responding to a clear violation of an international standard that prohibits the use of chemical weapons. We are also very much engaged in an effort to support the opposition in its struggle with the Assad regime as the Assad regime continues to try to massacre its own people in an effort to maintain power. And it is our firm conviction that Syria's future cannot include Assad in power. But this deliberation and the actions that we are contemplating are not about regime change. We believe, as I said earlier in answer to Mark's question, that resolution of this conflict has to come through political negotiation and settlement.
And because so much blood and treasure has been spilled and spent in both Afghanistan and Iraq, if some sort of military action will be taken, obviously the president will be talking about that to the American people. But how much should the American people expect, prepare themselves for, in terms of sacrifices being made by people inside the armed forces? And are there cost estimates being put together in terms of how much this is going to cost, and will it run us up against that debt ceiling sooner than expected?
All excellent questions, most of them assuming a decision has been made, and I'm not going to sort of speculate about a decision that hasn't been made yet. So a lot of those questions will certainly take once the president has announced the course of action that he's chosen. But what I can tell you is the president has made clear that he does not envision a situation in Syria that would lead to U.S. boots on the ground, and that remains the case. And I've also tried to make clear that
boots in the air.
Trying to see that, yes.
Theoretically speaking.
Theoretically speaking.